This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
Right here.
On your favorite radio station.
Which is?
Active FM.
Where radio
has never been
better.
And shadier.
And shadier.
And today, you are with Sash and Tabo.
Yes,
the
of
one
course.
And only. Because I said two of us.
Yeah.
And we are back with another initiation show.
Ooh.
Dum, dum, dum. So, as we said last week, there are a whole lot of new Active FM shows that have joined the family, which is very awesome. But we have to make sure that the quality of Active FM stays there.
Yes.
Because they can't come here and ruin us, man.
Right.
Right? Right
they
at the top.
Cannot drop
the bar.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
The standard.
Okay, same thing. Yeah. Bar and standard. So today, you're probably wondering, why is our show called Rest in Peace? Who's resting in peace? This is the reason our show is called Rest in Peace. There is a new show on Active FM.
Yes, there is.
And it is called... Do you want to tell them what it's called?
What is it called?
Oh, okay. Must I tell them what it's called?
Yes.
You don't know what it's called, is it?
What is it called?
It is called Decoding the Crime Verse.
Oh, I was close.
You were. What were you going to say?
Decoding the Crime Universe.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
And the host of Decoding the Crime Verse, I don't know their DJ names, actually, to be quite honest. So I'm just going to say the actual names. You two can fix me if I don't say it correctly. Their names are... Dumb and Dumber. No, I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a complete joke. Their names are Nolene from Philosophically Poetic, who we have shaded very brutally.
From Philosophically Poetic.
True, that is true. I do
and
apologize.
And now Decoding.
Your name's Decoding. You're still Nolzy Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got Nolzy Lee from Philosophically Poetic, who we brutally have shaded in the past.
Mm-hmm.
She was very nervous to come back on the show. And we have a new victim. Her name...
Oh, no.
Is Oh, no. No, I'm joking. Her name is Danny.
Yes, just Danny.
Ha-ha, I'm good, Tavo. Do you see what I did
there?
I nailed it. So, yes, we're going to get straight into the show. Because we're not here to play games.
Yeah,
after all, this is the crime verse.
Yes, it is.
So the first thing we have for you two is we are going to be putting you through a lie detector test. So we have got a lie detector. It works. We tested it. We were actually quite shocked.
Yes.
Like literally we tested it and
the
it
accuracy.
Works. And so Tabo's got a whole lot of questions that he's going to ask the two of you. And I'm going to watch the lie detector and I will tell you whether you are lying or telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We never lie.
I feel like they're trying to catch us out here.
So this lie detector test is accurate,
yes.
As I said before. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying that is because we actually did a test.
Yes, we did.
So when we tested it, Tabo asked me, am I a girl? And I responded and said, yes, I am a girl. And it told me I was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then straight away, he asked me, are you a guy? And I very confidently stated that I am a guy. And it told me I was lying. So when it tells us that's lie or truth,
mm-hmm.
you can't argue with the test.
Yes.
The test has passed the test.
Yes.
It is not lying. Yes. All right. So Tabo, do you want to start or who do you want to ask first?
Oh, I'm scared.
I want to ask Nolene first.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ask away.
So the questions that I have here are very random questions.
Yes. No.
No. Well, it's not the test yet.
So Nolene, have you ever been convicted of drug smuggling in New Mexico?
Very confidently
going to say no, not in New Mexico, at least somewhere else, but not there.
She's telling the truth.
What?
Which means she smuggled drugs somewhere else.
I cannot believe it.
Oh, and it's the truth.
So this app is a liar because I've never smuggled drugs before.
No, don't say the app's a liar. The app we tested, the app tells the truth. You are...
So she must have sent someone to New Mexico.
No, it's saying she smuggled it in
she
other countries.
She couldn't have smuggled drugs. I'm her alibi.
Except for New Mexico.
Thank you,
we don't know.
Danny.
No, that's the lie detector test and nothing else. It swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We
this
made
app
it.
Is a liar.
Okay, Danny.
Yes.
Do you have a criminal record?
are unfortunately not.
You lied!
This app is not accurate. I've never smuggled drugs. Oh, Danny's my alibi, gosh. And she doesn't have a criminal record because I'm her alibi.
Wait. She said, unfortunately not. No, she's lying.
She's lying.
Which means, wait, is the unfortunately the lie or the not the lie? That's the question. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, wait, let me ask her again.
Yeah.
And then say no this time.
How come yes mine no? couldn't be okay. half right, half wrong?
Okay. Danny.
Yes.
Do you have a criminal record?
No.
Okay, now you told the truth. So the lie was the unfortunately. Oh. So Danielle, you don't want a criminal record. You're just acting. That's what the lie detective is telling us.
You can't be pulling stunts like that.
Yeah.
But if you actually have
a criminal record.
Yes.
And here we are in danger of mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. How am I going to do anything to you? I'm not even in the room.
The best serial killers kill when they're not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
No, they actually...
Let's just move on to the next question. Sitting right there.
This one is for Danny again. Because I feel like she cannot be trusted. Have you ever snitched on one of your siblings deliberately to get them beat?
Oh, yes. Yes.
To get them beaten?
She's telling the truth.
Oh, my word.
I don't know how this crime thing is going to work, Danny, if you're a snitch.
No. I did it for my own benefit.
I'm shading now. They're doing our jobs for us.
No. I did it because I wanted something out of it. So he broke something, so I snitched.
Makes
so then
sense.
He got beaten and I got a new thing out of it.
That makes sense.
Fraud stuff.
I wouldn't snitch reason. If it was not for personal gain.
Oh my goodness.
That is a very good mentality.
I'm more scared. I just feel like I'm sitting in the midst of serial killers.
This con artist.
You never know.
I should have lied to take the test. Anyway, missed opportunity.
The following questions are not going to be lie detector questions. Unless Sesh, you want to have a random just lie detector question. On the go.
I like the lie detector.
I also like it.
So then why are we moving away from it?
But unfortunately, we did not provide enough questions.
For the lie detector.
Ah! Lie detector question. Yes, because...
All right, let's do this. Nolene, you get to ask Danny one question.
Ooh.
Danny, you get to ask Nolene one question on the lie detector test. So,
I'll flip.
First up...
I have to think on the spot.
Nolene, ask Danny a question.
Can it be a hypothetical question or does it have to be something that goes through the lie detector?
It has to go through the lie detector. So it has to either be a truth or a lie.
Ooh. Can she ask me first?
All right, Daddy, ask first.
Nolene.
Yes.
If I asked you, would you help me bury the body I have in my basement?
What?
Yes, I would.
Oh,
she's lying! She's lying!
She would call the cops on you.
Okay, yeah, but that's a crime. I thought you guys are supposed to decode crime, not commit crime. This isn't committing the crime verse. You need to change your name to committing the crime verse.
What is happening here?
We are decoding the crime verse for a reason.
Because you are criminals.
No.
Well, actually, based on the lie detector test, they're
stuff.
Not criminals.
Yeah, not at all.
All right. Nolene, ask Danielle
offended,
your question.
I'm offended, Nolene.
This is hectic.
What is she going
to
do?
We'll have to take this offline. That didn't go as planned. This app is a liar.
No, this app is accurate and scary. It's scary how accurate it is.
The lie was that she doesn't have a body in her basement. Not the fact that I wouldn't help her bury it.
No, don't she come with your...
Okay, I'll take it, Nolene.
Thank you. Danny.
Yes?
Is...
Wow. This is a very long question.
Okay. Yeah, what?
Now the question comes. Danny.
Yes?
Are you in any way related to the Zodiac Killer?
Ooh.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, gosh. She's telling the truth.
Thank goodness.
There we go.
All right. And for the last question. Last question.
Last question.
We will put ourselves on the lie detector test.
Ooh.
So, Nolene, you and Danny can ask either me or Tabo a question.
Yes,
and
this
then the
is
next
good.
One
yes.
can ask either me and Tabo a question. Okay, so who wants perfect. To go first?
I can go first.
All right, Nolene, go.
Tabo. Huh. Since you had all the questions, huh? Have you ever shaded Sashi behind her back? The lie detector's is on you, bro.
Oh. I wasn't warned. No.
Have a broken up a happy family.
At least I shade you to your face. I at least have the have decency and integrity.
Can we ask her the same question? That's what I want.
Behind your back.
Ask her the
Can
same
I
question.
Ask you the same question.
Sesheli.
Nalene.
Have you ever shaded Tabo behind his back?
No.
Oh! We have a bunch of liars on the
you
show.
You know what's weird?
Y'all too.
Are you trying to think of a time you didn't?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But the lie detector does not lie, so...
Clearly the lie detector
I apologize for okay. any shading that's
the
been...
The war has started. I have a question.
I'm apologizing. Can I apologize?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thank
question.
You. Apologies.
I do apologize for any shade that has been behind your back. We need to create a shade code of conduct and sign
if
it.
If there is any shade, it should be
in the light.
In the back.
Well, technically, by nature, it's in the shade.
In
so.
Front of the back.
All right, Danny, you can ask either me or Tabo or both of us a question.
I will be asking Sashi.
I just feel like you must ask Tabo afterwards.
No, it can't apply to him. So okay. it's only for you.
Oh, gosh, I'm nervous.
Okay. Do you prefer hosting The Shade with Tabo over the movie show with Ryan?
No Danny, that is a good no question.
Okay, I'm going to answer. So, The Movie Show and The Shade are completely two different shows.
Uh-uh.
No, I'm answering the question. So, I'm okay. saying you can't compare the two. The reason being is because The Movie Show is movies, which I love. I absolutely adore movies, and it's more down the line of my career, if I can put it like that. The Shade is a fun show. It's literally just we come on and we have fun. So I love both of them equally.
Okay, so now that we have the truth, tell us which show do you prefer?
I don't know!
You are lying.
Definitely not this one. I think you should hang up the mic. But Tabo also has two shows.
No, yes, I want Tabo. Tabo, do you prefer, so you are on the... This is hectic. Why did we allow this, Tabo? We'll ask Nolene the same question.
Y'all are asked it.
So, you are on the VAR show and you are on the Shade show. Do you prefer one show more than the other?
Before I answer this,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty much the same. The VAR show is soccer. No, the VAR show is football.
Oh.
And that is my interest. That is my genuine interest. The Shade is fun. Spontaneous, random.
So what is your answer, sir?
I love both of my shows equally.
Nolene, Nolzili, you are on two shows.
Yeah.
Philosophically Poetic and now Decoding the Crime Verse. Mm. Do you prefer one show over the other?
Answer very carefully.
Yes, I do.
You do?
You prefer one show over the other?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm guessing she's going to say Decoding the Crime Verse because no one else is on Philosophically Poetic. And so she's not hurting anyone's feelings.
I'm hurting my own feelings if I say that because that's my show.
All right, so I think we've had enough with the lie detector test. Sam, field today. I don't know what shade I said to you behind your back, Tabo, and I don't know which one I love more, the movie show or the shade. So, yeah, but truth has been revealed. All right, last up, we have one question for both of you, but separately.
Okay.
All right, can I do the honors?
Yes, do all right. The honors.
Nolzili and Danny, I'm going to ask both of you the same question. Both of you have to answer it. So,
okay.
In your opinion, if you were a criminal, what would be the perfect crime?
Danny?
Oh. Sure. Y'all should have asked me to prepare.
I think we should record it and see if it's a lie or truth.
Well, if I'm being honest, I've always wanted to commit a heist. So if I could do a heist, but like a high scale one, and then get away with it, for me, that would be the perfect crime. Like rob some jewelry store or some bank and get away with it like scot-free. But what would make it more perfect is that I'd be famous. You know, like when famous people commit crimes, but then they get away with it.
Yeah.
So like if I was like a public figure or like, I don't know, some famous actor or actress, whatever, and I got away with this perfect crime, you know, like Ocean's 11 style heist, that, oh, I would give anything to do that.
Hectic.
Yeah, that's my perfect crime.
So Danny...
Okay, no, wait. Let's first hear Nadine's.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I don't have a perfect crime because I'm not a criminal and I would not like to incriminate myself any further on the lying.
Really?
I'm joking. So for me, it's along the same lines. It's not murder, as many people would think. I loved the era of the 1930s. Not loved because it was good. I loved the era goodness. With all the bank robberies and all the bank robbers of those times.
Oh.
This is shocking.
And
Bonnie
and Clyde.
But not Bonnie and Clyde, because then I'd need a partner for that. So sort of like the Machine Gun Kelly, the Al Capone, sort of like bank heist. Al Capone.
This is shocking.
Bank heist.
Exactly. Like you just do the heist and you imagine how much, like, can you not imagine sitting down and planning it and going through, like,
I and it's
imagine,
the like, detail of the scheming
the
and
detail,
who does what
the,
and
the scheming that goes
just
into it.
Good.
All right. So what you two don't know is we have cops outside.
Yep.
And both of you have just admitted to wanting to
Yo,
commit
I'm not
a crime.
There.
And there is a... No, they're outside your house too. We got them there just in case. And we have this on record now forever. Mm-hmm. So, we are arresting both of you because you two are criminals. No wonder they can decode the crime verse. They are the crime verse. Uh-huh. And the way they got excited. Did you see that? That was traumatizing.
No, it's just the planning behind it that excited us.
Yeah,
it wasn't
the
execution.
Whole
even though the execution would bring through.
Wait. Let's simplify this. What you're saying is crime excites you.
Mm.
Yes. What I am saying is that
crime excites you.
In a world where all things were possible, it would be good to be in a movie, not in real life cops that are outside.
Okay.
Where we commit a bank heist.
The adrenaline of trying to do it in real life.
All right, I want to test if she was telling the truth there. Oh, she's lying, which means she wants to do
Me?
It in real life. She doesn't want to do it in a movie.
Not in a movie.
This is
That's
shocking.
That's really weird because I actually really want to do it in real life.
No.
Not even
Nosy Lee wants to do it in real life.
Yeah, but they'd have to take me back to the 30s where like, because in the 30s, bank robbery and bank crime was like the thing. So they'd have to take me back
exactly.
to the 30s and then give me masterminds.
Not even
she's lying.
That, like,
Is she lying? Is she lying?
No, she's
not.
Lying.
So she
you are lying.
It.
Your app is a liar.
So you want to do it now? That's what you, okay.
Yeah, no, she doesn't want to go back to the 1930s. She wants to do it now. She's just using the past as an excuse.
For the
so
cops outside.
Think it was her.
You know
because
what?
They'd be like, no, she wouldn't do it because it's not the 1930s.
Mm. I want
to
see.
But to be honest, what I would want to do in the past because there was less, like, I'm not trying to bash the past, but like, the cops were not the level they are now.
Not
like,
at all.
Like, there wasn't as technology and stuff like that. Like, there weren't CCTV cameras or there weren't, like, it wasn't. The cops weren't at the level they are now. So if I was going to commit a crime, it would be in the past because then it would be more likely I'd get away with it.
She's telling the truth.
Also, she wants to go back
so
in time.
So you want to go back in time, okay. But Nadine wants to do it right here,
no,
right
I
now.
No, I want to be in the 1930s. Why is
so
your app a liar?
To all the cops out there, yep. We have a criminal on our hands. We
right
have the
here.
Recording. We should become cops. We should join the FBI.
Listen, we should.
This is serious, man. Mm-hmm. We are qualified.
Coding the crime universe.
Catching the criminals. The shade.
Right here.
Your friendly neighborhood. Shaders. So we have run out of time, but this has been a very interesting show. I'm slightly fearful of these two.
Yes, I want to see their basement.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see their basement.
I feel like
they'll capture us and kill us.
Oh yes, they might.
Yeah. The way they study criminals, you know, like
no blood, no fingerprints, no trace.
Oh my goodness.
No trace.
All right.
None at all.
So we're going to end the show and then we're going to run out of studio. To the producer that's recording, I really suggest you run with us because otherwise we're all going to die.
Yes.
So before we die, hopefully next week we'll be back. If we're not back, you know what happened to us. But hopefully we'll be back. But this has been The Shade Show right here on Active FM.
From us.
To you.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better. Solamente de Jesús, preparado para anunciar en el mundo la luz. Eres de revolución, solamente de Jesús, preparado para anunciar en el mundo la luz. Eres de revolución, solamente de Jesús, preparado para anunciar en el mundo la luz. Eres de revolución, solamente de Jesús, preparado para anunciar en el mundo la luz.
Revolución de Jesús.